So go on then.
We're here.
Why have you bought snacks? Carry on, actually. Just do the intro and then we'll get into it. I might grow the moustache back.
Don't do that.
Well, I do actually genuinely miss it.
Oh, I wouldn't miss that. I don't know.
Mate, it got an awful lot of...
It got a lot of... Attention. Do you know what? It got a lot of eyeballs, but I don't know whether it got a lot of positive eyeballs.
Well, everyone was quite positive to me.
What? How?
Because
you look like a hillbilly.
Have you seen yourself?
Hey,
Have you seen yourself right now?
Yeah, I have. I dressed myself.
No, you didn't. I'll tell you what you look like today. You look like when mummy and daddy go, you can dress yourself today, to a toddler, and they turn up in a tutu and a f***ing snorkel. That's what you look like.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with my best friend, Peter James Wicks, and myself, Sam Robert de Courcy Thompson. It's where we talk about all the things we want to do to become as famous as possible.
And all the things that we've done that limit us from ever becoming as famous as possible. Explicit note, because we're all professional now, I do swear and I do drink alcohol. And if you don't like that, go f*** yourself.
Or, no, I'm not going to say that because that was rude. Remember, you can watch us on YouTube. It comes out every single Friday, the full-length episode.
With extra bits.
With extra bits. Pete's extra bits, because I know no one wants to see my extra bit.
We are also on TikTok, which is Staying Relevant Podcast.
Yeah, at Staying Relevant Podcast.
Still don't have it, so still don't know. Instagram, Staying Relevant Podcast. Make sure you follow, subscribe, rate, review, all that sort of crap, which means Sam can buy an actual nice outfit.
And if you weren't aware... I'm wearing short, well, swimming trunks, because I've just been on holiday.
Yes, we have all seen.
How have you seen?
Because you put it all over your Instagram. You literally documented the entire thing, because this time you didn't take the videographer.
I didn't, know.
Why is that?
Because I tried.
That's what the outfit's about, is it? Because you did safari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did safari in the Kruger National Park. Never been to safari before. Always wanted to do it. It was fucking awesome. I know Zara's going to out me anyway.
To be honest with you, them shorts are outing you.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mate, these seahorses.
It's not about the seahorses. It's the fact you're showing brain.
Oh, sorry. So on the flight there, right, and I'm going to come clean
which
on this
presumably
one.
Was first class.
No, it wasn't first class.
Business.
No, it wasn't actually. It was premium economy.
You went economy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's premium.
What
economy.
Was the family jet not available?
So fuck off. So it's like extra leg room, basically.
Yeah, because you need that, because you're such a tall guy. Fucking hell.
We nearly didn't make it because I thought I was having appendicitis on the flight.
What?
Yeah, we nearly had to land the plane.
Why did...
Well, I don't know.
Just... Talk me through this. Right, firstly, why did you think you had appendicitis? Because you had a little bit of a dicky tummy.
Yeah, I had a really dicky tummy.
Right, but... so hold on. So that's fine. So most people just go, oh, fuck me. Me guts are in bits here. Right. You called an air hostess?
Yeah.
And told them that you might have appendicitis?
Yeah.
Because presumably you were on the Wi-Fi in the air, Googled it.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yep. You are the biggest hypochondriac I've ever met in my life.
Do you know why? It's because I had a pain in my lower right-hand side.
Yeah.
And I was panicking, and it was a night flight, and Zara was trying to sleep, and I like kept on waking up and like, Zara,
Yeah.
And then so she...
What did Dr. McDermott say?
So she pressed the button.
Oh, wow.
She pressed the button, and someone came along, and I went, I think I'm dying. She was like, I don't know, what do you mean by that? And I was like, I've got really
That's
bad...
That's not the great thing to say on a plane.
No, I know, but I was really panicking. And I was like, oh, I've got a really big pain, like a really bad pain in my lower right-hand side. I've looked it up, and I think I've got appendicitis. So she went, we need to speak to, like, Operation Control on the ground. At this point, we're over the Sahara. There was nowhere to land if we needed to anyway. And so they were like, there was this big kerfuffle in the air. They were like, we might have to turn the plane around. And so they turned the lights on for the whole plane.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. Mm. And no, they didn't come on the intercom, thank God, yeah. And they were like, so they were talking to the people on the ground, and they were like, we've got some like really quite serious medication that we're going to give you, because the person said that if he's having...
What was it, paracetamol?
Well, basically you're on like really hard, they've got like the hard stuff in like a lockbox. So turns out I had constipation. It was constant.
If I had been on that flyer, I swear to God, you would have died.
Face, I tell you now.
And do you know what worries me even more is after we finish this, I have to get on a flight with you.
I know.
I swear to God, if you fucking pull one of these wanky moves on the fucking flight with me, I will kick your face in.
It was just constipation though. Zara nearly fucking dumped me. She was livid.
I can imagine. So anyway, Safari was good. Yeah. One of my dreams, very jealous about that one. Then you went back to the Maldives, a couple of days relaxation. How was that? Good?
That was fucking great. It was great.
Good. Wonderful. What did you do while you were there? Romantic? Beach strolls?
Yeah, not many beach strolls. To be honest, the safari was like the best thing I've ever done in my entire life. We saw like elephants. Zara got chased by an elephant.
I saw that while she was having a piss.
Yeah, she was having a pee in a bush. And so, I told her she could, which was against the rules, apparently.
Why did you think you were suddenly the park ranger?
Because, mate, have you seen the hat I'm wearing?
I have seen the hat. And you genuinely, you look like a cross between Crocodile Dundee and Jedward doing a fucking safari video. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Zara looked a little bit like a drowned rat because she constantly looked cold and wet for the entire period that you were there.
It was quite rainy.
But the animals, great. Saw loads of animals in your story. That was wonderful. It was not quite like Wildlife on One, but it was good. Maldives, I want to get to.
Maldives was a different holiday. We all knew it was
because you've been a few times.
Been a couple of times.
Yeah, you know that dream location people mostly go just once in their lifetime on honeymoon. It's been quite a few times, you know. So that was good, yeah?
That was amazing.
And it is always romantic, isn't it?
Yes, it's always romantic.
Wonderful. I did get some pictures.
Yeah, well, did I send you photos?
No, Zara did.
So I said, what did she send you? Well, is it one of the leg, the skinny leg?
No. Obviously, we've seen that on your Instagram. Very funny, great. Maldives, really romantic, dream location, people honeymoon there. I got this from Zara.
I genuinely have no idea what you're about to show.
I know you don't. Because obviously you've been, you know, taking up some new hobbies.
Was it me on my Nintendo Switch?
No.
So I play Pokemon.
So if you could just be quiet for a minute, right? So Zara sent me these I thought when he talks about how lovely and romantic our trip was on the podcast, you could show these. Because I'm giving you exclusive access to an insight into your holiday. All right. So Sam has actually been doing some a new hobby in the UK, which he took on holiday with him. Just gets you ready for the day, doesn't it? Pilates and yoga. So Zara sent me these.
Oh no! Fucking hell! No! Oh, what a bitch.
In the mornings.
Where's
before,
my penis?
She's covered it with the smallest emoji. In all seriousness,
oh, no.
That emoji, I don't even think needs to be there.
No.
So Zara sent me these because apparently this is what you're doing in the morning, your morning stretches.
Basically.
You're folded up like a fucking pretzel there, son.
When did you even take these?
That's my favourite, I think. Personally, I've seen that one before when you got your back sack and crack. But anyway, I'm not sending you these for no reason because I was worried why she was sending me them. She just a way to embarrass him because he embarrasses me on the daily.
Couple of things here, right? I'm not even embarrassed about that. Because, well, first of all,
Are you not embarrassed? Well, the first one.
First of all, I'm a bit disappointed in Zara because she's meant to be my teammate. She's thrown me under the bus there.
Well,
fully.
As it happens, Zara is more my teammate than yours, as you well know. Because anything we do today means Zara team up on you.
Yeah.
Because you put her through hell and me through hell. Pilates going well, is it?
No, it's not that. Basically, the reason I was doing that was because
have you cut the neck off that T-shirt?
Yeah. Do you like it?
No. Why have you done that?
Because I don't like things around my neck. I get weird like that. I'd like a little bit of room to manoeuvre my neck.
Yeah. Did you cut it in the dark?
No, I cut it.
It's not even straight.
Yeah, I did it with scissors. Let me explain to you this quickly. So the reason I did that was because, and I'm sure people who've travelled will, like on a flight, will be able to...
Yeah, it's not just for the rich. A lot of people...
Fuck
I'm sure people that have travelled on a flight...
What I meant
I think
was...
a lot of people have been on aeroplanes. Things have moved on.
What
since,
I meant was...
Since when it was just the elite that could
if
travel.
If you've been on a long haul journey...
Yeah.
Right?
Rather than just Benidorm. You know what I mean? If you've been on a long haul...
Been on a long haul, right?
Then... Like Maldives, which we go to on the regs.
Fuck you. Basically, because we...
Straight after South Africa for a safari.
I hate this.
Sorry, carry on.
So, obviously I went safari, right? It's an 11-hour flight to South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah? Which I'd never done before.
Yeah.
And so...
It's a long time to think you're dying.
Yeah, and it was fucking horrible, mate. Also, at night, sketchy as anything. Anyway, we've been through that. So we land, then we're doing safari, but it's two drives a day. So that's all you're doing. You're not like sitting by a pool or anything. You're just, you're out there in nature, but you're still, again, sat on a
awful.
On a truck.
What sort of...
No, this isn't... I'm not saying this is awful.
What sort of butling safari was this? Only two drives a day?
No. I'm saying that you're always in the same position for like... for basically for a week.
Sat.
You're sat for a week, right? Not moving. And then I got on another flight, which is another 11-hour flight.
Sorry, can I just stop there? You're sat, not moving. So what about people that work in an office, which is like a normal job? So you're saying sorry that it was too much effort
no.
to go on the once in a lifetime safari, all right, to sit down. Like it was just so hard.
I right? just said
my heart bleeds for you.
It was the best thing I'd ever done. What I'm saying is I didn't move much at all. And because I'm getting a bit older, I could really
you're
feel
30.
It. I know, which is worrying. I could feel it in my lower back. There was a point where I was lying in bed and I went, I can't get up. So I was like, I need to stretch.
Appendicitis again.
Fuck you. I knew I should have told you that story. And so anyway, I was like really stiff. But worryingly, I couldn't see my penis in that photo. That's actually worrying me a little bit because it's not that small. Like it's, maybe it is. It must have been because it definitely wasn't cold. And so I started stretching, but these kept on cutting into my legs. And I felt so restricted. And I was like, do you know what? I'm in the Maldives. There's no one else here. Like I'm going naked and I'm getting in with nature. So I literally just whipped everything off and just started stretching. And
I know we've seen.
Yeah.
And that, so all of why. That explanation for 5 minutes was to say, yeah, so I was naked stretching.
Yeah. And by the way, fucking freeing. Went into the sea. There were fish everywhere. Like when I was naked.
I bet they were just nibbling. They thought it was a maggot.
Do you know what? No, it was a sea cucumber. It was a sea cucumber.
It was a sea
there
cucumber.
There actually are little fish, though, that nibble on your legs. Do you know what? It was a great trip.
And that explains the outfit.
Yeah, well, because my mentally still in the Maldives, physically back here with you.
But presumably that's more safari.
Yeah, because I thought I'd bring it, sort of
safari
like
safari neck
up.
Maldives down.
Party downstairs.
Yeah, yeah. Is this what you look like on... Actually, I know this is what you look like on holiday because I've been on holiday with you before. You couldn't look more like a tourist. Sam, look at yourself.
Look at my hat.
Yes, look at your hat. And just for the record, that isn't a safari hat, it's a barber hat for fishing.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh yeah. If you're really good, right, this is what the rangers do. You go like this. Yeah, you put it around there so you can hold it.
Yeah, but then obviously you'll sunburn your bald patch.
Yeah, see, that's another thing that I've realised. I'm actually going proper bald. I've got sunroof.
I've been telling you for years.
No, I know, but you know when you see it properly, and I was like, oh, fuck me, I'm actually...
It was the light that was beaming off the
top.
No,
I'm going to show you. It wasn't even the one that I tagged you in. It's an even worse one. It's when I'm on the safari, and Zara's taking a behind-the-head shot. You can see my skull. It is so bad. And I just looked at her, and she went, yeah, you need to go. I know.
Now, normally, if you show people a picture on safari that has got, what are they, lions?
Yeah, lions.
With lions, that's the first thing you'd look at, but you can't because all you can look at is your bald head. That is savage, sir.
I know, don't. It actually makes you really want to cry. So.
It's all the peroxide you put in it.
I think it might be. It's drying it out. I got another Boris Johnson comparison when I was out there. Someone was like, you look like Boris Johnson. I'm like, fuck's sake. So bad, mate.
You could be a young Boris Johnson.
No, honestly.
God, the thought of you ever being Prime Minister.
I've had a Donald Trump as well. You know what I wish I'd done? Last thing is I wish I proposed.
Yeah.
I wish I proposed.
Well, the good thing is that you, to increase your interactions on social media, you make it look like you're proposing every week. because that works out.
You're
really
so
well
cynical.
So cynical and also truthful. So you'll have to go back then, won't you? You could do it next time you go Maldives. What's that, next week or something?
No. Do you know what it is, though? It's because it's so romantic and you don't realise.
Where did you think you were going to propose? In safari?
No, I didn't.
At the Maldives, you mean?
Well, I don't know. There were just so many moments. Nice little bit of sunset or something like that. But I just didn't think ahead. And I didn't think it was going
to
be...
Didn't think ahead. You've only been with us 3 years and you go to Maldives regularly.
Four and a half.
Four and a half years.
Yeah, four and a half. But do you know what's really shit? And this is sort of ties in with the staying relevant thing, right? Is that... Every single comment that I get is, why aren't you proposed to me yet? When you get married?
It's because people are now really genuinely starting to worry about her well-being and how long you can keep hold of her. So I think what you need to do is put a ring on it.
She can't go into a tie-in.
Because she
lock
will,
her up.
Yeah, because she will leave you. I mean, I know you tried.
Metaphorically speaking.
I know you tried, but like when you had your kitchen done and you put your initials on all the door handles.
Yeah, that did happen. Well, don't, no, that's cool. I don't care about that. You can mug me off all you like.
Well, it's in case you get mixed up with someone else's door handle. Fucking idiot. So, staying relevant, Sam. What have you done to stay relevant?
Got a fucking good one. So, I have been in this industry for 9 years.
9 years.
Nah.
When you say in the industry, you've been hanging on to the back of it. Yeah.
Sucking the life out of it like a tick.
Exactly. You're effective. Yeah, you are a leech on the industry's fucking...
Yeah. If the industry were a buffalo, because obviously I've just been to Africa, I would be...
Sorry, have you? You haven't mentioned it. You haven't mentioned the once-in-a-lifetime safari followed by the once-in-a-lifetime dream holiday to the Maldives.
I would be the tick on the behind of the buffalo sucking the blood out of this industry for 9 years. And for the first time ever, and I know you know this because I put it on my Instagram story and I'm very chuffed, I have... an impersonator. I have a social media impersonator and it's got 2,500 followers and I want it to keep growing. I know that's bad, but fuck me, I've made it.
That can't be your staying relevant moment.
Are you joking? That's enormous, mate. You know you've made it when someone else is going, I'm Sam Thompson.
Well, I think I...
Oh, here we go.
Probably 5 or 6 accounts of me a week.
Here we go. If you've been Tenerife, he's been 11 a reef.
That's my joke. I told you, but...
Of course you fucking have.
Yeah, 5-6 times a week. In fact, I'm pretty sure my block and report list is just of impersonators. I can give you an example, actually. And in fact, if you want an impersonator story, actually tell your impersonator story, because then I'll just tell you a real one.
Well, it was just one of them things, but now you've just made me feel like it's not a big deal.
Well, it's not a big deal.
Well, it is a fucking big deal. Zara said it was a big deal.
But Zara, she enables you, in every sense of the word... to be a fucking helmet. And I used to think it was because she loved you and just didn't want to upset you, but I actually think she just sets you up to be a moron so that people wonder why she's with you and it makes her look better.
Puts up with me. But on the bio, it said, this is the account that I reply to fans.
Yeah, that's what I get quite a lot. It happens, I reckon, between 5 and 10 times a week.
No, it doesn't.
I promise you it doesn't.
It's taken me 9 years.
How do you find... where you've reported things. Do I go to... Can you search?
There's quite a few. There is a thumb swipe.
Oh, yeah, there's lots here. P underscore Wick 0100. P underscore Wick 0101. P underscore Wicks dot one. P01 underscore Wicks. And these are all, by the way, if you click on any of them, I'm just going to go and... There's about 15 of them here.
Fucking hell.
And if you go on them, they are called... My private page just connected with the fans.
How many followers have they got there? Mine had 2,500.
Well, if you think that's good then, a couple of years ago, there was a guy in Sweden who was using all of my pictures, called himself Gabriel, who had nearly 50,000 followers.
Fuck off!
Promise you. And was a bit of a Lothario in Sweden on Instagram, who was speaking to a lot of, you know, model different people, and they thought it was me, and he had 50,000 followers. We had to get my management involved in it.
No way!
But yeah, it happens weekly, mate, the impersonators. That's not a staying relevant moment.
You've absolutely just burst my balloon. I was so excited to come here and explain that I have an impersonator account. I almost want to meet him.
Presumably it was a private account, so you couldn't see...
No, yeah, you had to follow him.
Yeah, which is annoying, more so for me, because it means that I imagine, because all of the pictures that are on your Instagram, a lot of them are of me, I was probably on it as well. So I wonder what they called me. Or I wonder who that was supposed to be. Do you know what I mean? Whereas mine, they just use the million selfies that I fucking take on a daily basis.
In the car.
Pete
loves a car selfie.
Well, not anymore, because my car got stolen. I don't have one. thanks for bringing that up again.
Do you know what I absolutely love, right? Is now, after we did that segment about the fact that I used to edit your face, because I don't really do
it. Oh, it's fucking... I knew this was coming
up. This is fucking brilliant. So every photo now that I post of me and Pete, or just Pete on his own, like that he posts on his page, people go... Fucking hell, what's Sam done to your nose there, mate?
Sam will put up a normal picture now, mate, and people go, oh, look what he's done, look at his nose. It's my nose.
He's just got a fat nose.
It's my fucking nose. Or they go, oh, look, he's done his hairline again. It's my hairline. Oh, look how old he looks. Done nothing. Fuck off.
There's even a video. There's a video
yeah,
that I put
up. Yeah, people think they're editing video.
And then people literally going, how's he edited the video?
Well, my staying relevant moment is a big one.
Go on, what you got? Drum roll.
Do you remember the pink jumper?
Yeah.
He got his own news article this week.
Pete Wicks wears pink jumper.
That was basically the headline.
That is fucking ridiculous. Who said that?
It got its own news article.
Go on, which publication was it?
Well, I actually like this publication. It was Closer.
Oh, hello. What was that? Pete Wicks looks fashionable in woolly pink jumper.
Pete Wicks unveils brand new look.
That's how miserable you are, that just wearing something bright is a new look.
Basically, yeah. That was a whole publication. And that's when you know you fucking made it, surely. When wearing a jumper gets you a fucking article.
That is quite good, to be fair. I quite rate that.
See?
It was out there. It was a bold look for you.
I've had some very bold looks over the past couple of weeks. I'm trying to branch out from wearing a black T-shirt.
Hello. Oh, actually, wait a second. If you remember a couple of episodes back, I got a star list for when I was doing Love Island After Sun, and Pete ripped the absolute shit out of me. On the project that he's just done, Pete just got a star list.
Yeah.
And he walked round with her, telling her what he likes and what he doesn't like.
No, I'm going to tell you...
That's exactly what happened.
No, I'm going to tell you the actual story I think you've forgotten the story. So what happened was, yes, I did get a stylist because I do wear the same thing all the time. So I use someone I've known for a very long time, Ellis Ranson, shout out to you, love you. It's just a friend of mine. So effectively... I had a lot of the stuff already at mine. I just don't wear it. I see things on people and I think that looks great. And then I put on a black T-shirt because that's what I'm used to and that's what I wear. But I did meet her to go shopping. So what we did was we walked around Selfridges for 10 minutes.
Selfridges as well. Hello.
Because we were both in town. I think it was after this podcast actually. Yeah. So anyway, we go and do that. We walk around for 10 minutes and I go, oh, do you fancy a beer? And we then got absolutely hammered till 10 o'clock at night. We did 10 minutes worth, didn't buy anything. We just walked around and went, I like that sort of stuff. And she went, don't worry, I've got it. And we went and got pissed. Absolutely hammered. That's basically what we did for my style session. You, however, and also, just to point out, she's great, very good stylist, lots of different things. I had some real rascal clobber on. You are one of the worst dressed people I've ever met, though. Which is really mad because you spend an awful lot of money on clothes. Everything Sam wears costs a fortune, but none of it goes together. That's a 20 grand look there. None of it goes together.
No, it's not. It's a pair of swimmies.
Were they Bilbrokins, are they?
No, they're not. They're just a pair of... Are they, actually? Maybe they're not.
No, they're not. What are they? Nice ass.
What are they?
Well, nothing, because the label's on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
ASOS, innit?
Yeah, they're ASOS.
Yeah, fucking right.
All right, fine.
There ASOS, you go.
Fine. Okay, all right.
The more I hang around with my jammer, the more I feel quite stylish. To be
yeah, fair. Have you seen her then since you finished working?
I haven't. I suggested we should all go for a drink and we're yet to... It's in the calendar. Well, it's not actually, because there's no date.
So it's not. So you asked everyone to go for a drink after the job and no one's replied.
Yeah.
Is that basically what it is? Do you think it's because you shit yourself and hugged her mother?
I don't think she knows.
Well, I imagine she probably does now.
What do you think, she listens to this podcast?
Well, she's such a good friend of yours. She should be supporting you, no? Because you and Myra are like that, aren't you? After you had that rocky... That's what you said to me the other day.
I replied to one of her stories and I went, couldn't happen to her. She's now the face of Rimmel London. I don't know if you've seen. And
I haven't.
And I replied to a story and I went, couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Did she reply?
She did, actually, yeah.
What did she say? Thanks, Sammy.
She went, thanks, Sam. That's really kind.
Oh, nice. Excellent. It's nice that she's got time for her fans.
I've actually got another staying relevant moment for you.
I don't know how it's staying. How have you got a staying relevant moment for me?
Well, because I'm aware of everything you do and people message in.
You need to stop hanging outside my house in the bushes.
I do know your address now, though.
I know you do.
He's going to turn up.
He's not going to turn up.
We're going to have a bath together. That's my dream, is to have a bath with Pete.
We've done it before.
No, but not for like a photo shoot. Like just a casual bath with a couple of glasses of red.
You don't drink.
Yeah, but I wouldn't bath with you. So, obviously, as you know, I'm sort of across the comments.
Most of them are you, I think.
Yeah, well, no, it's pretty tough, actually, because apparently I still talk over guests, which is it's really hard to see, because I'm really trying not to. That's the worst thing. I'm fucking trying.
The problem is that you are just so self-entitled.
I'm not. I just wanted not. I'm intrigued. But no, I just... That hurt a little bit because I read him. I'm like, I just want the listener to know I am trying. Also, monk Pete off because he fucking talks a lot as well. I don't understand it because I didn't even speak that much in that interview. I genuinely didn't speak that much.
Sam's talking about Saffron Barker's interview.
I'm just going to sit there in the next one and just not say a word. Not going
to
say a word.
To be honest with you, Sam, I think the podcast would be much better if we just had a cardboard cut out of you.
Do you know what? It's no, because it's so unfair, because I'm actually interested about what they're doing, what they're saying. And all these comments...
You're going to cry.
Because it really hurts.
What's fucking wrong with
all you? These comments are literally like, Sam can't fucking shut up.
Can I just point something out here? So basically, if you look at the reviews, genuinely, people are quite nice to me. Thank you ever so much. I really appreciate it. Sam does get a few negative ones. So what Sam's now doing is going to play the victim like he does in most things that he does, so that now he gets loads of things going, I love you, Sam, don't worry. Sam, I think you're the best. It's Pete that's a wanker. I love you, Sam. So then next week he's going to go, well, I've had a few reviews about you, Pete.
I know your game.
I just don't understand it. I just want to be on it. I just want people to like.
I just want people to love me.
I just want people to like the fact that we're in there. I'm interested as well. Whatever. Anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about. Those comments do hurt, and I am trying. And next time I'm not going to fucking talk.
What a terrible podcast that was.
So, some
podcast host, what's the problem? He doesn't speak.
Here we go. Some comments about Pete's moustache.
Well, it's gone now.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I fucking miss it.
Well, you won't after these. Right, Luigi from Mario Kart, not too bad.
It's a Luigi.
Yeah. Tiger King, getting a little bit worse.
Yeah, that's not a great one.
Yeah, yeah, Tiger King, I think he's still in jail. Porn Star.
I had that one quite a few
So we're
times.
Sort of going down.
Don't mind that one.
And a lech. I don't even know what a lech means.
A lech is like a creepy sex. So, yeah, a lech is a creepy sex pest.
Well, a lech. And then the last one is Pete looks like an absolute sex pest, yeah. Comma, but I'm not hating it.
There we go. Okay. Pete the pest. All right. I mean, look, either way, I liked it. It wasn't for any of you. But also, I want to bring it back. I think I might bring it back. But I think it's more of a winter thing. I might bring it back for winter.
I would do anything for you just to like me. If you want me to shave my head, I'll do it.
We've just stopped that conversation. You're going back to begging for people to say nice things. Right, okay, good. All right, well, listen, the moustache may come back at some point, so watch this space.
The porn star and the lech. But what really fucks me off, sorry about the swearing, I know
God,
people
you've got
kids.
A lot of bones to pick.
Do you know
this week?
What pisses me off, right? Is that Pete, it goes, lech, sex pest, but I'm not hating it. And it's like, how can you not hate a sex pest? You hate a guy who's interested about someone's fucking life and talking over interviews, but you don't hate a sex pest. Like, it makes no sense to me.
I would just like to point out that we seem to just be referring to me as the sex pest now. It is, I'm not a sex pest, all right? So if we could stop just saying, how do you hate a guy like me, but you love the sex pest?
The sidebar of shame.
Don't need
shame.
To do it now because we've got a fucking jingle. That Charlotte made up.
Right.
It was a big surprise. Actually, was it you that made it up? Oh, Saffron. It was Saffron that made up the jingle.
Three.
Wait a minute. That you were very, very happy about, both of you. It was a big surprise for us, and it's shit.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Don't say that.
So just play it in now.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
You don't
one.
Need to play it in. They're going to play that.
Yeah, should we count it in?
But they're not going to add that in, are they? This isn't fucking Houston, is it? We're not setting off a fucking rocket. All right? Just play the scene. Great.
Now I'm an alien.
That's from a movie. Sorry, that was out of context.
Don't think that was from a movie. I think that's just from your little brain.
Sidebar of shame.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Yeehaw. Oh, go on. What you got?
Oh, I thought you were going to actually have something.
Oh, I do
prepared.
Have one.
Yeah, well, so do I, because it's written on the piece of paper that we both got.
Well, I don't even know this. I've got a different one then.
So the one we're going to do is the next big fight.
Liam Payne against Tommy Fury.
Liam Payne against Tommy Fury.
That's nuts, because that was going to be my one.
Yes, because it's written on the piece of paper we both got.
I didn't even look.
So that's the next big thing, is the Liam Payne versus Tommy Fury. Twitter went mad for it. Instagram went mad for it. All the fucking other social things that I've never heard of went mad for it. Big news. It's bollocks. It's actually referring to Soccer Aid.
Oh, what?
Clever marketing. And that's why they're doing like a versus thing. So it made it look like it was the next big fucking fight thing. Although, to be fair, I don't... I fancy Liam Payne's chances if it was a fight. Because I don't know if you've seen his jaw recently, but my God, that geezer's got... Jesus, fuck me. You ain't going to knock that fucker down, let me tell you. That'll break you. It's like a fucking breeze block.
I don't understand. He's a beautiful-looking man.
He was
don't
a fucking great-looking guy. I mean, I don't know if it is filler or he's...
It doesn't matter, because we're getting hair transplants, Liam, so we're all on the same boat here, mate. Yeah, well, all the famous people have, to be fair. There was another thing that...
Why are we doing it?
We're doing it on the cheap. We're going to do one of them freebies. We're going to let them film it, and we're going to come out and be like, so happy that I got my new Barnet from... fucking whoever.
But no, listen, good bit of marketing from Soccer Aid. But more to the point, and this is where I was going with this, because no one really gives a fuck about that. Soccer Aid is something that you, obviously, Sam T. Footy, which hopefully you're all following now. If you can't find it, then if you have a look on the Stay Relevant Podcast Instagram and follow Sam T. Footy, you'll be able to hear from Sam's football blog. But anyway, the point of this is your dream is to have made it enough to be included in the Soccer Aid squad.
Yeah.
You're doing very well this year. You've just been a fucking panellist on Love Island After. Is that what I call you, a panellist?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Or
guest. Host. Well, it's not quite host level, no, this I don't
is,
think.
I'm not even joking now. You're host. So Sam's been an extra on the Love Island After Sun. You've got a sunglass brand that's sold out.
True.
Absolutely smashing life. Are you getting the call up for Soccer Aid?
Haven't had it yet. Haven't had it yet.
They've announced everyone.
Have they?
Pretty much.
Motherfucker! Yeah.
If you don't know by now, you ain't doing it.
Still.
But I'll tell you who is going to be doing it again this year, because he scores every year. Oh. Do you remember that guy who won Love Island a few years ago?
Kev Settenay.
Yeah, but he's still doing it.
Fucking hell. I call it Soccer Aid Famous. You haven't made it till you get asked to play in Soccer Aid.
I mean, I imagine you might be working on it this year, doing something. I mean, I get the call up every year, I've got to say, to do the phones and take the donations. Not a joke. Dead serious. Genuinely. No one's asked me to play. But I do get the call up for, would you like to take some donations in the back office?
In the back office where you're sweating your balls off.
Yep, and I'll be sat behind, I don't know, fucking, who can I slag off right now? There's such a big list. A Love Islander from 12 years ago who they'll ask on camera, you know, how's the donations going? And I'll be in the background on the phone.
Haggling. Peter will be fucking haggling on the
phone.
What do
you mean you can only give a fiver, you tight prick? fuck, it's for charity.
For the
kids. For charity. Well, I have got a thing that I think we should do, though.
What?
Have you ever been to it?
No, never. Never even been invited.
Shall we this year... to be fair, I've got that. I've been invited. Shall we go this year so that you can experience the Soccer Aid arena?
I would absolutely love to, yeah.
All right, so you heard it here first, and we will talk about it afterwards. Sam and I are going to go to Soccer Aid, and we're going to go and watch it.
Should we try and get in there?
Yes, with a ticket.
No, as in, like, should we try and get in where all the celebrities are?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
No. We're going to sit in the fucking crowd because... Why? Because we're not fucking celebrities,
yeah,
you moron.
Let's get in there!
No, absolutely not. I'm not doing that fucking weird beggy thing that you do everywhere we go.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to do it. And we're going to go to the locker room.
We're not going to... If you broke in anywhere looking like that, then it wouldn't be me that's getting called a sex pest. So, anyway, that's it for this week. Ta-da.
I've had a great day. It's good to be back.
How do we normally finish it? I can't remember. Do we normally do something?
Right, well, no, you do it, because you always do the M1. And I've forgotten it.
Right, okay. So that's Staying Relevant for this week. If you want to listen, then go to the Staying Relevant podcast. All you've got to type in is Staying Relevant podcast, isn't it? Yeah. See, I forget these things as well. It'll be out on YouTube every Friday with extra bits. Monday it comes out. Rate, review, and do all that crap. Follow. You've got to follow it, because apparently that helps us. If you follow, subscribe, follow, whatever the fuck that is.
Oh, view, listen.
Listen would be, that's, I mean, I imagine as a podcast, that's something that comes naturally. You don't really have to tell people to listen to it. What the fuck else are they going to do with it?
Good point. Yep.
Dickhead. You can follow us on Instagram, Staying Relevant Podcast, TikTok, Staying Relevant Podcast. If you want to find us on YouTube, just Google, no, not Google, just go on YouTube and type in Staying Relevant Podcast. I think that is possibly the worst end of the show ever. We've had 3 weeks off and I'm only one beer in. So, ta-da, see you later, fuckers.
Love you. Insanity Group.